Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. It's like I'm shot out of a cannon. I'm glad you guys are here today. It's going to be a great show. Looking forward to it. A lot of cool stories coming up today. Good to see you, Ava. How are you?
It's good to see you as well.
This week was watching intently. Of course, this is the wrap-up of the ski season for me, but we're going to talk a little bit about Kayla Schifrin, a little bit of that. We're going to talk about some Michigan information regarding look, at some benefits, fishing benefits and outdoors benefits for veterans. A pretty cool deal that they're going to have. And I'm telling you what, I've never heard of a vertical bow before, but you're going to learn what a vertical bow is coming up right after this.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well. We do not have Donald, though.
No, he's...
Not this week, huh?
He's on a venture somewhere.
You know, he's good at that.
Well, you know, when you're a professional... I don't know what to follow it up with.
Well, he likes to have a good time. So, thankfully, he's having a good time. From what I know.
Yeah, you know,
but that means you and I have
get to
do
fly through these shows like they're standing still.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we're just tracking right through it. And yeah, it's a good thing. I'm excited this weekend. Well, actually, yeah, the weather's going to be fantastic this weekend. Sunny today, tomorrow, 50. I'm not complaining.
No.
I will say last weekend I did go to, I went working on a boat and I decided to go stop over at the ski hill, neighborhood ski hill here, Welch Village, and it was 77 degrees and people were skiing.
It's hard to complain.
Well, except the snow was going quickly and yeah, looks like this weekend is their last weekend. They're going to have a big pond skip there. Pond skips are so fun.
Is that where you go really fast over water and see
and then
you
hope you can make it to the other side?
Okay.
Yeah. Fun. So that's always the fun thing because it kind of is the rites of spring. It's the end. It's like, okay, we're done. No more.
Might as well have fun with the puddles.
Live it up and do really stupid things. You know, so my buddy of mine that I've known for practicing my whole life, he said, what was it, 2 years ago? He said, and this applies to everybody out there. When it comes to doing anything in the outdoors, just don't do stupid stuff. Because you know what happens when you do stupid stuff?
You win stupid prizes.
Yeah. And the stupid prizes aren't worth the price of entry.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why I don't do the pond skip thing. It is kind of funny, though.
Yeah, my dad, he said... What was it? A few years ago, he was like, you reach a point in your life where you just don't take risks like that. You know, like doing tubing or skiing behind a boat or
I still do that. Well, I'm going to be doing that forever.
Okay, well, good for you. But my dad was like, I've reached a point in my life where...
My dad was...
I just don't do those.
My dad got certified to teach skiing at 83 years old. He was the oldest person in the country as far as the ski instruction body of... They kind of check on that stuff. PSIA, they said he was the oldest one to ever get certified.
That's awesome.
Skied till he was 88, I think it was. So, but anyway. Hey, jump into it quick. I'm going to do that. Just this week, Michaela Schifrin, who obviously you guys may be tired of it. Let me know if you're tired of it. I just like to give updates. It's kind of cool. She won her 9th slalom out of 10 entries. I don't know about you, Ava, but that's a pretty good odds. And she won by a mile. She won by 1.3 seconds, which in that type of racing is crazy. It's 110 wins. It's the most by far in a World Cup by any man or woman in ski racing history. And the closest was 86 wins in the 70s and 80s. She was 6th overall title Wednesday if she doesn't match Austrian downhill great Anna Marie Moser-Perwell for the World Cup record. Schifrin did set the World Cup record this last Tuesday with 9 wins, as I said, and in a single discipline, which is slalom. And it's a season best in 60 years on the circuit. No one else has done anything like that. And, yeah, it's just crazy. Really, really cool. Now, let's jump to the local favorite. This is someone we've had on the radio. We spent quite a bit of time.
Does that mean she's an official friend of the show?
Friend of the show, Jessie Diggins. She just wrapped up her career. She's done. And there's a 20-kilometer mass start, so everybody lines up at the start and you take off. And she was known to have always put glitter on her face along with other teammates. She's 34 years old. She was in the medal mix, but she finished in 12th place. She had a wipeout. Somebody knocked into her. Let's see. Began skiing at 3 years old. She won 33 times in the World Cup circuit, 2 world championships, and shined in the Olympic stage with a 10-kilometer interval start, bronze medal. She won America's first cross-country skiing gold in 2018, and then a silver bronze in 2022. And she will plan to campaign for climate change awareness and support people coping with eating disorders, as she had to battle with as well. So, pretty cool.
She's my age. I just realized that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just...
I don't blame her. I'd want to be done competing, too.
Well, but I'll tell you what. Cross-country skiing, she's like, that's just pain.
Do you see them when they cross the finish line?
It's a collapse.
It's a collapse, and, like, the amount of exhaustion...
Yeah, she's from, her parents were from here, or they were from Afton. They have a business in town. Does this still have the business in town?
No.
Okay, that business is gone.
That's okay.
Yep. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty doggone cool. Well, we got a lot of good stories coming up, guys. A lot of good stuff. We're going to be talking about the Michigan bill for fishing and benefits for veterans. Outdoor insights for good bag limits for walleye and what's going on with bow and rifle in certain areas now. Hang tight, everybody.